Blog Talk Radio.
Do you hear that? It just goes clonk.
Yeah.
Okay, so last time we started talking about dreams and how only by journaling your dreams can you tell the difference after looking at the patterns of what a normal dream is, can you tell what one is when it's out of the ordinary? So we can only get that by journaling. And you didn't do a lot of journaling this week, did you? It's just a short week. Let's see, we're kind of like a radio receiver, a scanner of events. When something important needs to be received and revealed, it comes through in this way. When you can compare what's going on in your life at the time of your journal, anything that's a psychic experience, you can look at patterns to know what motivated you personally to have the experience in order to report it, and then make it the ability stronger or stop it if it's unwanted. As you're beginning with dream work, you can also program yourself to visit a place or a memory of a future event. So, let's see. I think we're going to make this a short night. I think everybody's kind of burnt out on the holidays. I know you're in some physical pain right now, Helene.
Yeah.
And we do have another gift that we're going to give away, but I think we'll wait till next week just because we're just not amped up. Like, our vibration is low tonight, and we need to get that up, but we're going to give ourselves a week to do that. So, is there anything you want to add about dreams?
No. Journal, journal, journal.
Practice what you preach, lady.
I know. I didn't do it.
So I do know, however, that some people have followed suit with journaling and are working hard on that. So kudos to you. And let's see. Should we just go to calls tonight?
If you want.
Okay, are you ready?
No.
Tough. Okay, we've got a hand up here, a 512 area code. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Tanisha.
Tanisha?
Hi, Tanisha.
Hey.
So are you following the show? Are you journaling your dreams? Have you had any neat dreams lately?
I have, but I don't remember them, but they were quite intense, but I couldn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know them, but don't know them.
Have you ever tried to interpret any meaning out of them or journal?
No, I've never really sat down and journaled any of them. I don't have that type of mind to give it that much attention.
Well, I would say it probably takes all of, 5 minutes. And having the piece of paper or even like a little digital recorder by your bed when you wake up.
Right.
Blabber away and you're tired. So, and you know, it's kind of amusing when you do that too, when you're in that twilight zone and you're talking, it's like you're trying to get that left part of your brain to work again and you're communicating what you just dreamt about. And it's really kind of, if you go back and listen to it, sometimes it's quite hilarious.
Yeah.
Because you can tell that there's such a difference between what the left brain and right brain and how they function, and you can really get a lot of information from doing that. So I would suggest giving it a try.
I was wondering, do you see me moving soon?
Moving?
Uh-huh.
Are you looking to stay in the Texas area?
I don't know. I just moved to Texas. Oh, my goodness. Oh, anyway, it's a big old situation I'm in. But, no, I don't really like Texas, to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
but I've not been here
for
I don't know. They tell me to give it 6 months before I actually move out, but
okay, well,
I'm about halfway through.
For you.
Okay.
Let's see what she got. One second here, she's checking, and I would say, yeah, she's getting some movement. Is this in regards to a job I'm getting that you're moving around so much?
No, it is in order to find a job, yes.
Oh, okay.
But, no, it's also go ahead.
I can tell Helene's got something on the tip of her tongue, so I'm going to let her take over here.
Okay.
Girl. I think number one, being honest with yourself is one of the things.
Mm-hmm.
And communicating and getting it out there to the universe that that's what you want. Does that make sense?
Yeah, honest.
In other words,
yeah.
the universe knows what you want. So it's putting it out there, letting it go, and then just knowing
then
that it's on its way.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's the only thing
anyway,
I can do, right?
Journal your dreams so that you can share one with us next week, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now, let's see, we've got someone at the 951 area code here. And you're on the air, caller from 951.
Hello, hi.
Hello.
Hey. Hi,
who's this?
This is Natasha.
Natasha?
Yeah.
And have you been doing your dream journaling?
Not really.
No. Well, you know, it was a holiday week. I think a lot of people are kind of, we're still kind of all in a dream state, I think. You know, just kind of still out there in left field a little bit. So what can we help you with tonight?
I wanted to see if you guys could tell me if you guys see any thing for romance coming up for me.
Romance? And Helena's not checking. Oh. Okay, so what we're getting here is that you're kind of beginning to you've been kind of imposing some self-restrictions upon yourself in the dating area, and know that they are self-imposed, but in the near future, and I would say within the next 2 months, it's almost like you're going up and you're able to see everything for what it is from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? And then
yeah.
You're able to see everything for what it really is and the restrictions that you've put upon yourself. And then you're able to zoom in and get the kill. Does it make sense?
Okay.
You're like,
yeah.
Kind of like a, what the symbol is actually is the hawk. So it's being able to see everything from a different vantage point up in the clouds, and you're able to, you know how the hawk comes down and swoops in to get what they want?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a metaphor for what we're seeing. So there's a lot of movement coming up really quick, but know that the restrictions that you're feeling right now are self-imposed.
Okay.
So, what is it that you're restricting in yourself?
You know, I don't really know. I guess I'm not really.
Like some past hurt I'm getting?
Probably. Yeah, that will probably be it.
So, I would say forgive and let go. A symbolic way that you can do that is by, you know, have you ever seen where people release a balloon into the air and they just forgive all past hurts?
Yeah.
And just say, I hereby release all past hurts in all directions of time. Let that balloon go and watch the forgiveness go up and know that you're now released from that fear and replaced it with love so that you can move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And then to say, and so it is, and they're gone. So know that you're supported in your decision to find a lasting relationship and that the universe supports you in wanting to have love in your life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
So you say in a couple of months, maybe.
Yeah, not maybe. something like that. Okay, I'm saying that first you have to forgive and don't hang on to those past hurts so that you can move forward, okay?
Right. Okay.
Okay. Lots of love to you and blessings. And next week, come back with a dream for us to share, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Lots of love and blessings to you. Okay. Now we're going to call our 626.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
And have you been dream journaling at all?
What?
Have you been keeping track of your dreams?
Sort of.
So, do you have one you can share?
Yeah. There's actually one of them that's pretty, like, strange, though. I mean, there's probably things that maybe have experienced during the daytime, which I felt like I was driving through, Caesar's Palace and during the theater. And for some reason, I see people from, like, I was in a school or some kind of a concert or anything, and I see people I recognize. But we all sat down to watch something, and next thing you know, it's over, which is very strange. I don't know what that meant, but.
Well, I think next time what we're going to do, and maybe we'll keep track of this dream, and we can give some examples of interpreting dreams. There's a lot of different ways, but one of the best ways, in my opinion, is when someone writes down their dream and then picks apart each symbol in the dream. And like I said, you have to differentiate what's a psychic dream versus a dream that is just, you know, based on what's going on in your life at the time. And in order to decipher the difference, you have to continually be journaling and writing down what the dreams are. And along next to that, you have to be journaling kind of what's going on in your life at the time as well. So one real simple thing to do is to divide each symbol and each individual word within the dream itself. Like, what does Caesar's Palace mean to you, for example?
I really don't know. I think it was because I had gone to Pasadena, and there was, like, these sculptures and all this stuff that they had at, like, they had an event there. And I guess that reminded me of that. So that's why it looked like sort of Caesar's Palace.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And, like, for me personally, if I dreamt of Caesar's Palace, I would think of extravagance and lots of people and socialization and wanting to get out there. But that would just be for me. So that's why I think it's really important that the individual spends the time in their dream work to know what, like you said, it was just based on probably a memory that you had that you were going back to visit. And then maybe you can go and spend some time in figuring out what was going on at that time. But did you have a question for, like, a mini reading tonight?
Sure. Actually, on my financial, are they going to be improving in a couple months? And if there's a way to improve my financial, is there a, like, hope I can get to that financial benefit?
Well, Helene, you want to take this? She's just like, she kind of reminds me of, have you ever seen Penn and Teller?
No, I have not.
Well, they're a magic act, and Penn's a loudmouth, and Teller never speaks. He just sits there with a smile on his face the whole time, and she's playing Teller tonight.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
Well, I get to be the loudmouth, Penn. All right. So, if you ever want to see them, they're on HBO on a show called BS, as we'll say nicely, but you know what that stands for, so I'm just not going to say that.
Right.
It's just rated for everyone here. So, anyway, what we're getting right now is kind of a birth rebirth in regards to what you asked. And it's really important that you have a lot of self-respect and take responsibility for the changes that you want and create them. Also, again, we're getting the hawk symbol. Obviously, we're using cards tonight because we're really tired and we're letting spirit just kind of take over. So Hawk, again, is going up above and seeing the entire picture for what it truly is and being able to swoop down in into what you want. So know that you're going to be going into that different shift of perspective, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And hope that makes sense for you. But come back next week. We'll go over that dream again, and we'll kind of divide it up into pieces for next week.
All right.
So we can really delve into some dream work next week, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Lots of love and blessings. Good night. Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off too soon. Hey, how you doing over there? Tell her. Again, Teller doesn't speak, in case anybody was wondering why there was no comment. Let's see here. I'm going to call her 773-403.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Hanging in there.
Well, this is my first time calling in, and I'm just trying. I have three things that's major in my life. One is where I'm going spiritually, as far as me being married, and I have some money tied up in the system, and I want to know, will it be coming soon?
Helene, did you get all that? She's wanting to know where she is spiritually, and she's got some money tied up in the system. I'm sorry, I'm repeating everything you just said. That's very rude of me, but she's been off in La La Land, so I'm trying to get her back. Okay. There's a lot of, there's a situation right now where you're not letting go of ego, we're getting, and fear, and setting boundaries. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's your first name?
Beverly.
Beverly. So it feels like you have to get past this first. And that's an inside job, as you well know. Ego is an inside job. It's almost like what our teacher always tells us is, you know, there's fear and there's love. You have your choice. So in order to have full throttle love in your life, you've got to let go of the fear. You can't have both simultaneously. So it's like I'm feeling the stuck movement with you is all in regards to you being able to set boundaries, and I'm trying to give you the energy of what I'm trying to say here. So I hope that makes sense.
It does.
Okay, so let go of that, set your boundaries, and do them in a kind, loving way, and all will be well, so hang in there. And I'm sorry, that's more the spiritual end, and then as far as the financial part, I feel like you're just, everything is kind of in this holding pattern until you decide to learn the lesson. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like you're in the airplane, and the airplane's going around in circles waiting for a landing pad.
Mm-hmm.
And metaphorically, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing this airplane circling and circling and circling, and it wants to go in for that landing, but it can't because the landing pad isn't safe enough for it to land yet. Okay?
Okay.
Sometimes that's just the way spirit works for me is through metaphor. So know that we're going to be praying for you, Beverly, and everything will release itself and keep those boundaries set. That's not an easy lesson to learn.
Oh, no, it's not. Because when I say spiritually, I'm up in the air because I was supposed to be ordained in January,
mm-hmm.
an elder, and then I was told, okay, we're going to put you on hold because we're going to ordain you prophet elder. And it's like, oh, I'm just getting used to one. How am I supposed to go into something else when I don't have a clue
mm-hmm.
about where it is that I'm supposed to be walking? And I'm in a situation where I want to be married, but I want to be equally yoked with the person that I want to be married to, and I can't see that right now.
Just wait until there's a safe place to land before you decide to land. And then I'm seeing my symbol for being on track, which is the 1111 symbol,
mm-hmm.
and it feels like you're on track, but it's just. How do I put it? You're right in saying, you know, I don't want to be equally yoked. I mean, obviously that's what we all should be. But the holding pattern, as far as that goes, it's almost like there's something holding you back. And I'm not getting a clear vision of what that is, ego-wise. And I don't mean that in an insulting way. I hope you understand that.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like you have to have that stone that you're building on, and it's almost like there's a mushy foundation, so we've got to get that foundation so that it's a rock.
Okay. Makes
sense.
Yeah, because some days I can go straight in and target what I'm praying for, and other days I feel like I can't, you know. So I understand where I have to be consistent all the way through.
Yeah, and I feel like you do know what you want, and know that what you want is not too much for the universe and God to provide for you, and have faith that that can come to you and be that rock. Because basically, if you're going in the ministry, you're supposed to be that rock for everyone that comes to you, right?
Yes.
So start with yourself.
When I'll get that, okay.
I'm sorry, what was that?
No, I'm saying there's days when I'm in that mushy area where, you know, I don't feel that I have enough in me to do. You know how you have, I always hold myself up to, like, the other prophets mm-hmm. in the house or to the other intercessors in the house. I tend to mm-hmm. compare myself to them,
mm-hmm.
from, you know, and then when I do that, I don't come up to where they are, so then here comes where I'm going down. Nothing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's all of us. When we start to compare, our focus, rather than being on being of service, our focus is on what's going on around us and who's doing what. And just remember to change that focus to, I am here to be of service to others. And that's all that matters. You're just a vessel for God to work through you in that instance.
Okay, because I was
here. Beautiful goal. And you know what? It's impossible for us not to be connected. You know that. That's not
right.
possible.
Because I was hearing you guys talk about the dreams, and I had dreams where mm-hmm. demons actually told me that they were coming after my anointing, and it was like, mm-hmm. okay, what is this?
That's
know?
Just fear. That's fear. You can let that go. Do the balloon, or just imagine a pink bubble in it floating up in the clouds, because you don't need that. I wouldn't even give that 2 seconds of thought.
Okay. So just like when I dream, just kind of write them down to the part that
yeah.
I actually remember.
Yeah, and what was going on in your life at that time, too? What was it that you were so afraid of that created that fear in you? Tab, you have such a dramatic dream.
Because I was in a situation at a former church where the minister told me mm-hmm. to make sure I tell my family that I left their church. And I was going to die outside of God. So, I
you were
believe
what?
That I was going to die outside of God.
Oh, boy. That sounds like a lot of fear to me. Of course, you know, I'm not a therapist. I'm not a minister. I'm nothing. I like it that way. But it just sounds like a lot of fear-based stuff to me that I would let go of.
Okay.
God is love. All love. Period.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome. Come back next week and share a dream with us.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get everybody to do dream work. Oh, okay. Thank you so much for calling in, and many blessings to you. Boy, Helene, you're really struggling there, Missy. Can you hear her moaning in pain? Oh, my gosh, poor thing. Okay, like I said, we're going to make this a quick night tonight. Hey, we're at caller 937.
Hello.
Hello.
I was wondering if
What's
you could
up?
Tell me. Hi. I was wondering if you could tell me anything about the love.
What's your first name?
Sandy.
Sandy?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. 1 minute here. She wants to know about the love.
Love.
The love that you have in your life now?
Love life in
the
general.
The love that you want.
Yes.
The love that you're always surrounded by at every moment that you breathe. Let's see. And like I said, we're going to make this a short night tonight. I think Helena's in some unbearable pain.
Oh, that's not good.
And I know we all have to be praying for her to get over this leg problem she's having because it's very distracting. Okay, so what she's coming up with is to, again, the forgiveness thing's coming up again.
Okay.
And then being aware of what your thoughts, words, and your what's going on in your thoughts. We've all heard of The Secret and how we manifest what it is that we think about, right? So it's kind of a reminder to be careful what you reap what you sow. And then not being afraid to ask for help and putting it out there, not just to the universe, but to friends and companions that I'm looking.
Okay.
Does it make sense?
Yes.
And, you know, I'm also getting along with that, some skunk medicine. Have you ever heard of that before, animal medicine?
No.
Huh?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Well, basically, what it is skunk basically teaches us to be careful of what type of attraction we put out there, what we put out into the world, because what we put out there is what we're going to get. The same kind of thing with the intellectual thing, only it's more of an earthy thing. Like, if I go out and I dress in a provocative manner, then I'm going to be attracting the type of person that's attracted to that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So just being careful of what it is that you're trying to attract into your life.
Okay.
In every facet, not just intellectual, but every facet of your life, what it is you're attracting.
That makes sense.
And I'm also getting the number 3. So I'm going to say... around Christmas holiday time.
Okay.
There's going to be some changes in that time frame. Of course, those changes can come up sooner, so don't poo-poo anything away just because I said it.
Right.
Predictions, of course, are always based on what every single decision you make throughout the day. So
right. That's
just as it stands right at this moment. So I'm going to give you all my blessings and love, and hopefully you come back next week. And share some dreams with us because it's where our focus is going to be next week.
On our dream. Oh, that would be great. Yes.
I want to do some. I'm sorry?
That sounds fantastic. That sounds like a good one. Good subject.
Yeah. I want everyone to share their dreams next week, so all of you keep that in mind. And lots of love and blessings to you, and hopefully you come back and share with
us.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, and you have a good day.
Thank you.
And I
you
hope
too.
Everybody gets better. As well.
Oh, me too.
So,
thank you.
Many prayers going out. So, okay,
thank
you very much.
Good night. Okay, well, I think we've got through everybody that had their hand raised up. There's one more caller on here that does not have their hand raised up. And I'm thinking I know who that caller is there. I just try to get her on the call for just 2 seconds. Oh, look. You're muted. Did you want to say hi?
Hello?
Hello. I said you're muted. Did you want to say hi?
Yeah. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Teresa. How are you tonight?
I'm want to know what's going on with Helene. Is her leg elevated or what's going on?
Well, I tried to get her to put some ice on it earlier. She's got some bursitis, I believe. That's my
okay.
Dr. Katie.
No, don't say that. I am not a physician. I'm not a doctor. I'm nothing.
Well, tell her I'll be her doctor for a couple of minutes. Tell her that it's only temporary. It's just her little test. And tell her to go out and buy, is her leg bothering her? Like where she can't put any shoes on or what's going on?
Oh,
is
no.
it swollen?
It's in back of my knee. You know, like those tendons that are in back of your knee. And then I've got a heart coming down from my rear, and it's like
sciatica.
Oh, it's like somebody is knifing me.
Well, how did all that come about, Helene?
Well, I've been messing around with this leg now for probably about 6 months.
Oh, wow.
And
well, it's time for it to go away.
It doesn't want to get better.
So, in other words, that's how you get, a lot of us are getting our tax financially, or we hurt over not having somebody, and the summer's over, now we wonder we're going to have somebody to have under the mistletoe, and then when the mistletoe go past, we be wondering we're going to be able to go on a spring walk down to be, we always waiting for something to come. You know what I mean. So I kind of feel what everybody going through, but I just feel you just going through your test, because, yeah, we all getting tested in different ways, you know, but this is just not, you know, that's not a God, and you got work to do, Helene, and you got to talk to it now, because
yeah,
you got things to do.
Yes, I do.
And trying to, yes, trying to take your, trying to stop your, doing your God's work. Most people that about their father's business, they get attacked because they're helping other people. So if they can shut you down, then you're going to all the people that you would help, that you would miss out on helping. So you know this, so keep on doing what you do. And as you keep on doing what you do, what's going on with you is going to be done, you have to leave, because you're going to say, well, I'm going to keep doing the will of God if I'm up or down, and see what happens.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
Trust
I'm
me.
Up, right?
Trust
I'm
me.
Up. Okay,
I'm trusting
and
you. And you got her talking
again. Tell her speaks. Yeah, maybe I'll say something, tell you a joke, or get you to fuss me out or something. You be all right. Yeah. And sometimes we go to doctors, you know, because I just don't want it to, you know, get any worse. But a lot of times my problem is getting out of my own way. And what I do is I'm a giver. And like I say, I, like my mother say, T, I don't know, you must going to be a million. She just say I'm always giving. But if I didn't do that, they might as well bury me. Because that's what keeps me going from being sad or lonely and sitting, you know, having a pity party. I just keep doing, oh, I got to do this for this person. And if I stop doing it, then they might as well have my funeral. So I'm going to keep on keeping on, you know.
That's right.
So,
on giving, keep
but,
on loving, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Just be
yeah. And see, Helene, you're tonight, you've been through a lot. But look at all the people you help. So this is harvest time. So you planted good. So now we ready to go pick out what we done grew. So whatever you going through, it's going to come through for you. You're going to get better. And a lot of times you're taking on other people's problems, and it's done left itself on you. So you got to ask God to release all the people you done help, so nothing don't stay in with on you, you know. Because you got to get back well, because you got too many people. What'd you say, Katie?
I'm sorry. I said, do you think we need to do a clearing on her?
Yeah, that's what's going on, because she be helping so many people. And if you don't, that's like Jesus going, he healing different people. Boy, if he looked back at everybody healing all he went through, he never would have went nowhere. He wouldn't have never left Bethlehem. But he had to keep on going. He healed and kept on going. And when then Satan did attack him and all that, he kept, you know what, he, different things that he did and how he rebuked it and kept on going. He never stopped. And, you know, you just look at that. So when you, anybody's helping people, you're going to always go through. You know,
that's
it's
right.
Like, because you, and that's to deter you.
That's because we're in this darn life school.
Yes,
like,
exactly. Yes, and you trying to help people.
Fun.
So what you think? It's no shock when it comes to attack you. It's days when I can't get out of bed, but everybody knows me. Say if you ever see me coming to your house and I don't have that makeup on, you call the police, the sheriff, the FBI, cause something. I done lost it. I'm ready to snap, crackle, and pop, cause I'm gonna have that makeup on. Okay, and if I don't, then it's not no fire. Then you, if it's emergency, I'm going to come and check on people. But
so
that's my way of them knowing.
We better call.
Exactly. I can be broke down, love gone wrong, but, honey, I'm going to put that. So just, you're going to be all right. You just going to your, yeah, just wait till you get that leg.
You're going to run into around the corner.
Yeah, hey, that's right. So, you know, just. I just want her to get better because she got work to do, and she know it. She done helped too many people to be down. And it's just, you know, we all get that way. And mentally, I'd be in the hospital if I didn't, you know, like it wouldn't even be nothing wrong because you can do that to yourself. So don't you worry. Katie will work with you, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Teresa.
But, and I'm going. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we all go through, you know. I'd be lying if I didn't say I didn't, you know. But I always say when I'm down, you better be careful when I get back up again because I'm going to be worse than what I was, you know, before. So we all going through.
Yeah, I think everyone is, and I think that that's one of the great things about being able to share, you know, with each other, that we all have our down times and we all have our times where we're giddy and happy, and even our poor little animal buddies have down times. And
exactly.
I do apologize to everyone for not being on last week because my beloved Elmo, the horse, had gotten really sick, and he needed my attention, so I had to be there.
Yeah.
And, and that same day, my beloved doggy got sick, too. So we had all kinds of veterinary emergency calls that day. And if anybody wouldn't mind sending out some prayers for my beloved fur babies, my four-legged friends. And then just to throw it out there, if anybody wants to contact me privately, you can reach me at katie@intuitiveskies.com, or you can just visit the website at intuitiveskies.com and contact me personally, and I'm happy to assist anyone that calls. Right, Teresa? And, and like I said, I think we're going to make it a short night tonight. Is that okay by you, T?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, everybody's, you know, tired from over the holidays. Yeah. But it's
so
going to be all right.
Has a safe weekend, and they're all recuperated from the three-day weekend. And but everyone, stay in touch with us. Helene and I are both easily accessible, and know that we're here for you if you need a friend or you want to get a reading. And lots of love to everyone. And I'm going to call it a night for now. And
And you take care, everybody.
One more thing for Teresa. Here you go. An applause for you. Do you like that?
What was that, Katie?
That was applause.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, bless you. I'm glad I'm getting it somewhere. Yeah, all right. That's good. I'll accept
it.
Yeah, all right.
And that's
now, thank God.
That's for everyone that tuned in tonight, and I just want to add lots of love and be light and be love throughout the week, and write down your dreams because next week, I am serious, we're doing this next week. We are sharing our dreams with one another. And
And remember, like, you're right. That's right, and, you know, I was once told to do that. Because when we're awake, we interfere with God speaking to us. So when we knocked out, maybe we'll keep our mouths closed and listen more, and he'll come through in different ways. You'll learn stuff. Because when I'm awake, I'm moving too fast, putting my mess in it, in my opinion. But when I'm knocked out, I don't have any choice, so I have to listen. So I, you know, so that's why it's important. But if we could be,
you
know, I think he'll speak to us more if we would be quiet, like when we sleep, you know, then you'd be seeing things
really
without being asleep, you know, like you see things sometime and you're not even asleep, you know. So we just, you know, And then, too,
I'll get the nudge tonight.
Yeah, oh, you're going to get the touch tonight. Yeah, we're going to put out that touch now. So when you be up dancing in some red shoes or partying or something in your new fall outfit or whatever.
Ears. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, you got two ears and one mouth for a reason, right?
That's right.
All right, everyone.
Tell her to go do
what?
Like, if, you know, they say if your feet hurt, buy some new shoes. That's like showing God that I know you're going to heal my feet and I'm going to be able to put these shoes on. You know, you got to, she got to get better. She got places to go, things to do, and, you know, and she don't want to be flat on her back when she do them, you know, so don't worry.
Yeah. Well, I bet my knee pads then.
Yeah, and you know, like a lot of times we'll say to direct you to the right doctor and see what's going on, because your nerves and stress can make you feel like you something's wrong, you know, like you'd be going through, you know. And I'm like at this point, like a lot of viewers that call in, some people say what they, you know, what on the mind. A lot of people, they don't even say it, so you have to think for them. And a lot of times when we're looking for someone to love, sometimes we got to go out and love something, and then it'll come back in another way, you know. It's like smiling at somebody, and they may not smile back, but somebody else will come and smile at you because you done gave it out to somebody else, you know.
Right.
So it's something. Yeah, it's not easy, but everybody just hold on, you know, because I know we all go.
Good night, everyone.
All right, Katie. Have a good night's sleep now. All right. You take care, Helen. All right now.
Thank you, Teresa.
All right. Bless you now. I love you too now. You get on your feet now. You tell us that testimony. All right now.
Okay. Good night, everyone. It's been a pleasure, and I'm so grateful for all of you tuning in to this short little episode. And know that we are sending our love and blessings to you, and we'll be back next week, but next week we'll be more awake, I hope. And we might actually be changing times, perhaps, but we'll talk about that later. And if that happens, keep your eye on Intuitive Guides on here, and we will keep you posted, okay? And lots of love to everyone. Good night.
Good night.